Hello?
Hi, is this Josephine?
Yeah, this is she.
Are you serious?
Who's that?
Wait a second. Is this the Josephine who lived at 237 Road?
That was a long time ago, but yeah, that's me.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. I did it. What's up, Josephine?
What is going on?
Josephine Taylor. You are a hard lady to track down. I've been trying to locate you for a long, I don't even know how long.
Who
Yeah.
is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got caught up. My name is Casey Ryback, and I'm calling from cable.
What?
Wow. Oh, where do I start?
You're with the cable company?
Yeah, and last year I was promoted to the cable cold case division, and your name has been on our most wanted list.
What does this even mean? I don't know what this is about.
Well, according to our records, about 12 years ago, we were your cable provider. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Well, let me jog your memory. You were one of our customers about 12 years ago, and when you canceled, you never turned back in your cable modem.
What do you mean?
So listen to this. With interest and late fees, you owe $14,264.92. So you can see why I've been trying to track you down.
There is no way I owe that amount of money.
Yeah, my God! I cannot freaking believe I found you. Oh my, I'm gonna get a promotion. I am gonna get a promotion.
Stop getting excited. You're not getting that amount of money from me.
Oh, well, I think I am.
Don't think you have the right person.
Oh
All
no,
right? You're not getting the money from me. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I definitely have the right person. You just told me who you were. When I tell people that I finally found you and that you agreed to pay this money, they're going to freak out. I'm going to be a hero around here. God, I'm excited.
Who hunts someone down for 12 years for a cable modem?
Well, we do. And you can see why. You owe over $14,000.
I'm not gonna pay you jack, all right?
Well, I think you're going to have to.
I don't think so.
Well, let me tell you this. Because of the amount of money you owe and all those years that you've been avoiding this bill in this state, that's considered a felony. So if I were you, I'd pay or you'd be going to jail for a long time.
You're crazy. No.
No, I'm not the one
That
who
is not
avoided.
true.
Listen, I'm not the one who avoided a bill for 12 years and now it's over $14,000.
You are mentally insane if you think I'm going to jail for a freaking cable modem.
Okay, you want to take your chances with the law then? Because I can pass along your contact information to the authorities and see how they handle it.
Whatever.
And I tell you what, they're going to be a lot harder on you than I'm going to be.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I am done with this phone
You
call.
know, I do have somebody who's agreed to testify against you, so I wouldn't roll the dice like that.
You don't have anybody that's going to testify against me. You're just trying to intimidate me.
Oh yeah,
Be ashamed of
does your
yourself.
ex-husband Wes ring a bell?
What?
That's right, your ex-husband has agreed to testify against you. I've talked to him.
But really, what did that dumb have to say?
He said that I should prank phone call you.
What are you talking about?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Your ex-husband Wes set you up for a prank phone call. It's a
So
joke.
this isn't real?
Yes.
No way, this is a joke.
Yes, it is. Your ex-husband emailed us and said he thought it'd be funny if we told you that you owed a bunch of money for your old cable modem. Apparently, he still has it. Well, the good news is you don't owe over $14,000 for a cable bill, right? The bad news is that your ex set you up for a prank phone call. That's probably not that
Yeah, it's lame for sure.